spirit rain, falling like a flood, break upon my praise as I sing of your love. Holy Spirit, fire, burn within my soul as I call.
Love your pastor, huh? Give him a hand. Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's good to be here with you. I enjoy the presence of the Lord here. Are you going to, no translator or not? If not, I'm good. That's good. It won't take me as long that way. It'll be a shorter message. Amen. Can I just be me? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful to be here, to meet you and feel the presence of God. I could tell that your heart is all for the Lord. So it is a joy. When I met the pastor on the hill, it was a God connection. And just, I believe that God wants to do something great. And when he asked me, and I was so honored to be able to come and to share with you folks, it was like, Lord, give me a message that will bless you. Give me a message that will encourage you. Lord, let me hear from you. The Holy Spirit, speak to me what you want to speak to them. And the Lord gave me this message about getting back. So I don't know, some of you here may have experienced hard times in life, or maybe you're in a hard time in life. So whatever it is in life, how many know that God can help us get back up again, right? Maybe you're here today and says, man, my family is a mess. I've been in real trouble. And the Lord says, I can put it back together and lift it back again. And maybe you're here and you say, man, I'm in financial collapse. My finances are a mess. But how many know that God can cause us to rise out of financial mess and be blessed? He wants us blessed. He wants us, our families whole. He wants us blessed, and he wants our health blessed. Maybe you're here today and you just had a big fall. Maybe you just messed up. Is anybody here ever failed or messed up in life? I'm glad there's some honest people. The rest, I'll shake your wing after church. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be myself. I want to talk to you today about getting back up again. Because the devil will say to you, it's over. The devil will say there is no hope for you. And I was sharing up on the mountain. This ain't in my notes, but I was, if you could follow me on that PowerPoint, you're really good, okay? Amen. Up on the mountain, that there were times that God had told people who said there were no hope. He gave them hope. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen cancers healed off of people, deaf ears unstopped. I mean, God is a miracle-working God. It's not just something we read in here, but God can do it today. I've watched him bring people out of the mafia and out of drugs and get them saved, and now they're preaching the gospel. So God can do all things. Everybody say, God can do all things.
God can do all things.
Now we're on track. All right. So God has the final say in my life and in your life. We're going to look at a man by the name of Jephthah. Jephthah was a man that had none of his fault, but he was driven away by his family. So in Judges chapter 11 and verse 1, we're going to look at the story of Jephthah here. Jephthah, now it says this, now Jephthah the Gilead was a mighty man of valor, but he was a son of a harlot. And Gilead begot Japheth. Gilead's wife bore sons, and when his wife's sons grew up, they drove Japheth out and said to him, you shall have no inheritance in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman. And Japheth fled from his brothers and dwelt in the land of Tob. A worthless men banded together with Japheth, and they went out raiding with him. Father, in the next few moments, God, thank you for this great church, these great people. I feel their heart for you and their heart for the lost and their heart to see you do what you want to do and be glorified in the midst. So I pray in the next few moments, cause this message to touch our hearts, that we will get back up again and try it again. Lord, we may have tried something and failed, but today, God, we're going to learn to get back up and keep going in life because you have the final say in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
What I like about this story, first of all, I want you to know Japheth didn't choose who he was going to be born to. How many know that? It wasn't his choice. They had the same father as his stepbrothers, but a different mother. He didn't choose. But his brothers drove him out. The Bible says that Japheth didn't go out and leave there and do nothing. He didn't set in depression. He didn't sit in a cave of isolation. How many know when you fail, something goes bad, you want to withdraw, right? You just want to think about your problems and you don't want to be around people. You know what? But Japheth didn't. He did something about it, and that's why he came back. And God is speaking to somebody else here today that no matter what your story is, it's not over. So whether your family has failed, your finances failed, your health has failed, it's not over. I have seen people that the doctors say there's no hope, and I've watched them heal, and the doctors say, we don't have no explanation for it, but I do. My God is a God that can do all things. So I want us to look at this story in our life and give you a few principles. So no matter where you're at in your life, remember, you can come back from crisis, from loss, from ruin, from failure. You can come back. How many has ever seen a baby learn to walk? Anybody here ever seen a baby? And what happens when the baby takes two steps and falls? Oh, you might as well crawl the rest of your life. Is that what you tell it? You tell the baby, get back up and try again. And the baby takes a few steps and falls again. Well, you know what? You tried twice now. That was a great vision you had, Pastor. But you know, you tried it twice and it never worked. You might as well. No, that ain't what you tell the baby. You say to the baby, get back up and keep going until you make it. And that's what God is telling us. Get back up again in life and believe Him for the vision. Believe Him for restoration. Believe God for what He wants to do in your life. Because God is a God to say, come back. But if we're going to do it, there's four principles I want to share with you today. And if you learn these principles, I guarantee you, you can come back in life again, just like Japheth did. So it don't matter if it was injustice. It don't matter if it was right or wrong. It don't matter if it was circumstance beyond our control. I want you to know God says you can get back up and you can succeed. So principle number one, are you ready for it? Here we go. Get back up again. Everybody say, get back up. Smile at your neighbors. I'm glad I'm sitting by you. If they didn't smile, pinch them. They, amen. Then they'll start smiling. Eddie, if anyone didn't smile, go around pinching them, okay? Yeah, thank you, Jesus. All right, principle number one. Here we go. To come back requires you to make the best of where you're at. I said it requires us to make the best of where we're at. So it doesn't matter where we're at in life, what are we doing to make it good where we're at? I've been in a hospital bed waiting for back surgery, and I made the best of it because I won a person in the bed next to me to Jesus Christ. And see, we got to make the best no matter where we're at in life. Yeah, we talk about when things get better, this is what I'll do for God. When things get better, this is what I'm going to do. But God says, what are you doing right now when you're falling? What are you doing? And we have two choices in life. When it's like this, when you fall and whatever it is, you can get better or you can get bitter. It's your choice. You can be stronger or you can be offended. It's your choice. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Two men in prison, and Jephthah chose to get better. He chose to get stronger. That's why when he went out, he didn't just sit in a cave and gripe and complain, but he got up and did something about it and became a strong commander, a warrior, that later you're going to find out his brothers came to him, the same brothers who cast him out, and say, hey, the Ammonites are attacking us. Will you come and fight for us? You know what he said? No, you're going to get what you deserve. That ain't what he said. You know what he said? I'll be your commander. And they defeated the Ammonites because Japheth chose to get better. Japheth chose to get stronger in life and not offended or bitter at life. And when we do that, guess what happens? We can come back and we can get up again and we can succeed in life. Let me give you an example. Two people in prison. How many have heard of John the Baptist in the Bible? Right? He got thrown in that inner prison cell. And guess what happened to John the Baptist? This great man who baptized Jesus. Guess what happened to him? He got offended. He called his disciples and said, hey, can you go ask Jesus? Is he really the Messiah? Or are we supposed to ask for somebody else? Because I'm still sitting here in this prison. And his disciples went. Jesus raised the dead, healed the sick, cast out devils. And said, go tell John what you saw and heard, and then tell him this. Blessed are those who are not offended because of me. Amen. Take another prison. Paul and Silas in Acts 16, thrown in the prison, beaten in stocks and bonds. The Bible doesn't say that they were complaining and griping. They did something in their mess to be blessed. You got to hear it. What did they do in Acts 16 at the midnight, the darkest hour? They began to sing praise to the Lord, didn't they? They began to sing praise. The prisoners heard them. Revival broke out. People got saved. Even the guard got saved. Why? Because they didn't choose offense. They chose to get better and stronger and do something while they're in. So I don't care where you're at. If it's bad, do something good to praise the Lord. Do something good for God, and you can come back up out of that. I'm sorry. I get a little carried away sometimes. You're going to have an opportunity to be offended, to get bitter, to get in discouragement, to get in depression. Or you could choose, no, I'm not going to have a stumbling block in my life. I'm going to have a stepping stone. This is only going to make me stronger in life and not worse in life. So God is wanting us to know that right now, no matter where we're at, let's get up in life and do something about it. But I don't understand it, Randy. Aren't you glad we don't have to understand it? We can lean on His understanding, right? Not on our own, and trust in the Lord. He'll bring us through. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Listen to this. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. So no matter what happens, I don't have to stay in despair. I don't have to stay down. I can get back up again. If I could tell my baby, get back up. And oh, come on. How about learning to ride a bicycle? I remember when I did. I kept falling over. I had scrapes and cuts all over. When my little daughter was learning, you know, the one that can sing so good, she fell, busted out her front teeth. But I didn't say, oh, Missy, you'll never ride a bike. No, I said, honey, it hurts. It's painful. But you're going to keep trying until you learn to ride a bike. How many agree with me? If we tell our kids that, let's tell our God that. Let's tell the devil that. No, devil, I'm going to keep writing this thing. I'm going to get back up and try it again, because with God, I can do something in my pit of life to get back up out of my pit. Here's what he said in Habakkuk chapter 3:17. I talk pretty fast, don't I? I'm excited. Listen to this. Though the fig tree may not blossom, though the fruit be not on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, though the fields yield no food and the flock is cut off from the fold, there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord God. I will joy in the God of my salvation, because I am going to get back up again. I'm going to have joy and praise to the Lord no matter what's going on in my family, my finances, my life, my body. While there's breath in me, I'll praise the Lord. It may be from a hospital bed, but I'm going to praise the Lord and win somebody to Jesus Christ, because I'm going to get... Okay. Principle one, to come back in life requires us to make the best of where we're at. Let's do that in life. Choose today. It's a choice to make the best of it. Make lemonade out of lemons, right? Yeah. Principle number two. Are you ready for number two? It might be up there. I don't know. If this team, you won't follow me, will it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Principle number two. Understand, comeback is not payback. Japheth could have said, okay, brothers, you get what you deserve. Let the Ammonites destroy you. But comeback is not payback. And a great example of that, I love his story in life, Joseph. How many heard the story of Joseph in life? I mean, here's Joseph, rejected by his brothers out of envy and jealousy, sold, threw in a pit, then sold as a slave, winds up as a slave, and was a model slave, did his best. And guess what happened? He began to move up, and then the master's wife falsely accused him of raping her, and he got thrown in prison. Guess what he did in prison? Got bitter and angry and mad. No, guess what he did in prison? He won God's favor and blessing on his life, and he was a model prisoner, just like he was a model slave. And all of a sudden, he began to move up in the prison house, and then he got betrayed by the butler. I'm talking, this poor guy had everything going wrong. How many's ever woke up and had one of those days? You ever one of those days, and somebody said, cheer up, things will get worse. You cheered up, and they got worse. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, sometimes we're going to have one of those days. But in the midst of it, guess what we're going to do? We're going to understand forgiveness is a demand and requirement to get back up again. Because if we don't, we get bitter in life. And Joseph could have had, listen, he could have had his brothers who came to him when they were starving. Joseph moved all the way up to second in command of the whole land. And his brothers came for food, and he could say, hey, brothers, starve to death. That's what you deserve after what you did to me. But then what he did, he forgave them. He gave them provision. He could have had the woman who falsely accused him thrown in prison, and he would have been justified, but he didn't. He could have had the butler who betrayed him, because he knew that comeback is not payback. So if we're going to move up in life, forgive those who did you wrong. I don't care if you were a child and molested, forgive who did you wrong. I don't care if it was yesterday. I don't care if it was a church person, a family member, a coworker. Forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, guess what? It holds you in bondage to the mess of your life. Principle number one, Do something good right where you're at. Don't wait for the pie in the sky. Do it. Number two, comeback is not payback. So the Bible requires us to give forgiveness. Principle number three, are you ready for it? You guys are great. You're doing good. Every once in a while, I get a smile. It's wonderful. I love it. Amen. Number three, comeback grips hope in God's blessing, not in man's approval. We want to get God's blessing on our life, not man's approval. Because what I'm saying is sometimes they'll collide. Sometimes you're going to bless God and do what God wants, and guess what? Man isn't going to approve of it. Man will want you to do the opposite. Man will say, hey, go punch him out. Come on, go punch him out. The only time I was a fight in grade school is when my friend says, hey, man, he did you wrong. Go punch him out. Guess what? I'm the one who got in trouble. My friend's over there laughing at me. You know, like, come on. You know, but listen, get God's blessing. Don't have to worry about man's approval. Joseph and Jephthah both said, I just want to bless God. I want to do what approves God's blessing. And if man doesn't approve, that's okay. Joseph could say, hey, to that woman that falsely accused him, listen, you may have took my reputation, but you couldn't take my integrity, my testimony, because I had God's favor and blessing on my life. How many want God? God's favor and blessing on your life. Then understand, just live for his blessing and approval. Walk in his favor. He could have said to his brothers, you stole my coat of many colors, but you couldn't steal my dream because I'm God's favor. I'm blessed of God. I tell people in job interviews, I've told this in the past, you're going to be glad you hired me. Not because I'm anything special. I'm a short guy, but because I got God's favor in my life. We need to live like God's favor's on our life. And as long as we do what I'm talking about, these principles, we live for, how many know, Jesus did everything to please the Father. He didn't please his disciples, did he? In fact, he had to rebuke Peter, said, no, get behind me, Satan. That is not what God wants. Start living your life for God's blessing and approval. And if man doesn't approve of what you do, as long as God does, everything is going to be all right. So live for God's approval. Because sometimes people will get envious and jealous of you. You know why I know that? I mean, how many know that David got ran off? Why? Why did David get from a national hero to a national criminal overnight? You know why? Not because he did anything wrong. He was out killing the enemy for them. And Saul got jealous, King Saul. He was jealous because the fanfare for David was growing. And he turned David into a criminal. But David did the same thing that Jephthah did. You know what he did? He started doing what he could do right there. A band of misfits come. He started raiding and drawing. He walked in God's blessing. He didn't take vengeance on Saul. He could have killed King Saul at one time, but he didn't because he wanted God's blessing on his life. And when you do that, God can bring restoration. Listen, God will not make us brave, and I'm getting ready to close, from the cave of isolation. We can gripe about it, complain about it, or we can praise God in the midst of it all. And I'm not saying thank God for everything that happened in life. I don't thank God when I had a flat tire, but I thank God I had a car to have a flat tire on. I don't thank God because I had a car accident. My wife just had one a month or so ago, an accident where a truck hit her and she's okay. But I thank God that she's okay. And I thank God that it's just a car. How many hear me today? There's always a reason to give God thanks. Amen. Comeback requires do something where you're at. Don't just talk about what you're going to do. Comeback requires forgiveness. Comeback is not payback, no vengeance. Comeback is hope in God's blessing and not man's approval. And the last one in closing is this. Comeback requires a second chance. If you're a golfer and you golf, I'm a lousy golfer. I say four because my golf ball's over there and the other. I've hit more people in the other fairway than anything. So, but in golf, they have what's called a mulligan, right? It's a do-over. And how many know that God is a God of second chances? It's a do-over. And somebody may say to you, well, you blew it, but that's okay. God's a God of second chances. And I am going to be a person of second chances. What I'm trying to say is, even if I fail, I'm going to get back up and try it again. Yes, you may have tried that and failed, but don't stop. Try it again. It may be the third time. How many know we got light because somebody failed a lot of times trying to get a light bulb? It's just because you fail doesn't mean you are not going to be the win. You just got to keep trying, got to get back up and keep trying. Be willing to try again. It's never too late. God is powerful and present in your moment right now. So what is God speaking to you? Oh, but Randy, you don't understand what I'm going through. I've been by the side of so many that have lost loved ones. I've been by the side of those who had hopelessness. And sometimes it didn't turn out exactly the way they wanted, but it always turned out for good. It always made an eternal impact upon somebody. And I'm trying to tell you today, to have meaning in your life, don't let life beat you out. No matter what life hits you with, hit back with the blessing of God and hit back with, I'm going to keep trying as long as God is for me. Who can be against me? Last scripture, this is it. Psalms 40, verse 1 through 3. Those of you today that feel like you're in that fall, that pit, here's what he said. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me. He's hearing you. He heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, because I couldn't climb out myself. But I did what I could do in the midst of it. Here's what he said. Out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps, and he's put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear it, and will trust in the Lord. So I'm trying to tell you, I don't care what you're facing. Start today, right where you're at. Just begin to praise God and lift up. And here's what the Lord says. Come back into the light. When Adam and Eve sinned, they were in darkness, trying to cover up their sin and hide. And how many know sometimes when things go bad, we want to hide from it. But God says, come back in the light. What do you got to be so happy about? Look what everything that's gone wrong. I'll tell you what I got to be happy about. I'm breathing. I got God in my heart. I got eternity. I got a lot to be thankful for. And God is not going to let me fail. Would you stand to your feet for just a moment? Lord, I thank you. I felt in my spirit there are several individuals here that you have really been speaking to. Some of them have faced, God, even this last month, some severe storms of life, some severe failures in life, some disappointments that have been astronomical, have been huge in life. But God, you're speaking right now to those people that they can get back up again. And you're going to breathe new life into them. They're going to come back in the light of joy, of praise, of love, of faith. Give us a faith, God, that fights for us. Give us a faith and trust in you that fights our fears and fights our feelings, God, and will cause us to trust in you and get up and try again. Lord, we're like that baby that's trying to walk. We're going to get back up one more time. God, we're like that person trying to learn how to ride a bike. We're going to get up and try it again, even though we failed three times. We're going to try it one more time, Lord. And I feel like the Lord's telling somebody here, don't give up on your prodigal son. Don't give up. I don't care how far they have gone. The Lord says, don't give up. Keep looking for their return and let God deal with their heart. Let God deal with their situation. Lord, for this great body of believers. God, this body of believers have went through many,
Holy
many
Holy Spirit
of
falling like a flood, break upon my praise as I sing of your love. Holy Spirit, fire burn within my soul as a call.
As a stair.